Elijah's God is tested. Bible thought. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. God is not a salesman, and surely not a politician, out to sell himself. He has not put together an airtight logical argument or a controlled scientific experiment whereby we arrive irresistibly at the proof of his power and love. And yet, he did not leave himself without witnesses, as Paul told the Lycaonians, for he did good and gave you from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Acts 14:17. He did even more for Elijah. As a sign of his preeminence, he rained stone-consuming fire from heaven. His signs for us may be less dramatic, yet he still invites us to test him and see if his claims aren't true. As we read his word and see ourselves in it, as we appropriate its provision for cleansing, its methods for dealing with problems, as we depend on his promises and rest in hope, the windows of heaven open again, and not rain, not fire, but blessings of love, joy, and peace shower down. Why go limping with two different opinions? The Lord is good. He'll prove it. Follow him. Father, thank you for being and for revealing yourself to us. Give us a greater confidence in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Billy Silvey, Culver City, California.